huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. As of today, I am quitting the Disruptive Entrepreneur brand, the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. Hi, it's Rob Moore, and I'm quitting something I've invested 6 years in building. Quite frankly, enough is enough, and this will just be a short announcement, but I think it's really important to make this announcement. So you may know that I've been tirelessly building a brand called the Disruptive Entrepreneur. It's actually the 6th year anniversary this month, so I can't really believe I'm quitting it on the anniversary of it. But times change, the world changes, people change. And I think change can feel scary. I certainly feel a bit scared about this change. But also change can obviously bring new horizons. And I think with all the changes in the world that have happened, I think we should be bold and brave. And if we don't make decisive changes to our life, our business, our brand, our balance, then the government can make one decision and bang, you know, we're not in control of our destiny. So officially, as of today, I am quitting the Disruptive Entrepreneur brand, the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, 6 years in the making, 800 episodes, 250 nearly interviews, 16 billionaires, Floyd Mayweather twice, the biggest actress in Game of Thrones. I mean, it's actually number two in business and entrepreneurship in the charts right now. Like, you know, I think when a boxer quits, they should quit at the peak of their game, not at the loss. You know, I don't want to be the journeyman. I don't want to do a podcast for the sake of it. By the way, let me know in the comments if you're a listener to The Disruptive Entrepreneur. Let me know if you agree with my decision to quit The Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. Dimitri has just said, I don't believe you. No, Floyd Mayweather wasn't in Game of Thrones. I interviewed Floyd Mayweather twice. Maisie Williams is one of the biggest actresses in the world who was Arya Stark in Game of Thrones, and she's an entrepreneur. I interviewed the founder of Superdry, some of the biggest names in the world. I am feeling a bit sad. It's been a decision I've been thinking about making for about a year. It happens today on the 6-year anniversary. Now, a few of you are asking, Rob's not quitting. I don't believe you. What's the angle? Okay, so you know me so well. I am quitting the Disruptive Entrepreneur. And we are phoenixing a new brand out of the Disruptive Entrepreneur called Disruptors. So I'll tell you why enough is enough. I don't just want to interview entrepreneurs. I want to interview world leaders, disruptors, thought provokers. So, for example, I've just agreed Nigel Farage. I've also agreed Carol Baskin from Tiger King. Now, I remember when I interviewed David Icke and I interviewed Katie Hopkins and Jordan Peterson. And people were like, Rob, these aren't entrepreneurs. You know, it's not on brand. You're selling out. And I really, really wanted to interview those people because they were disruptors. But in a way, the Disruptive Entrepreneur has got me too narrow. I love entrepreneurship, but how many times can we talk about entrepreneurship before you get the 15 lessons of entrepreneurship? So officially, as of now, the Disruptive Entrepreneur is no more, and it is now called Disruptors. So first things first, let me know what disruptors you would love me to interview. And this is going to be focused on disruptive people, world leaders, thought provokers across more niches than just entrepreneurship. Now, people are asking in the comments, by the way, please, can you share this? Because obviously I've built a 6-year brand and, you know, I've got tens of millions of downloads and subscribers across 204 countries, tens of millions of supporters and subscribers and downloads. So I need to let everyone know about this. So please, can you hit the share button with this? Now, please let me know whether you think moving from disruptive entrepreneur to disruptors is a good brand move. Now, I need to do it for my own sanity. Here's why. I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. I'm not saying I know everything about entrepreneurship, but definitely I want to learn from a wider niche. So someone's just suggested Tony Blair. I want to learn from, you know, politics. For example, I want to interview Richard Dawkins. I really do. I'm not particularly religious, but Richard Dawkins is a massive influencer in, you know, he's an atheist. I want to interview David Attenborough. I would love to interview that guy. That would be a dream of mine. I want to interview Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want to interview Vivienne Westwood. But none of these are really true entrepreneurs. So I have to keep moving away from my brand. And I've sort of got away with it. I interviewed Pablo Escobar's son and then his real son, etc. So some announcements. Number one, disruptive entrepreneur will become disruptors. I've now moved beyond just entrepreneurship. I want to get you thinking about wider global issues and lifestyle balance and the creator economy. I want to interview really controversial people. So someone has said here, Prince Andrew. Someone has said here, Tony Blair. Now, that would get me a lot of criticism. But if I would do that, or I'd consider doing that, why? Because I want to be an interviewer who gets you provoking thought, challenging conventional wisdom. The Queen, the Queen's not going to come on Disruptive Entrepreneur, but she might come on Disruptors. And I know there's some amazing people I could have got on the show that I didn't get on the show because it was called Disruptive Entrepreneur and they didn't see themselves as entrepreneurs. So let me know what you think in the comments of the rebrand. And if you're listening on the podcast, come and join my Disruptive Entrepreneur community that mine might now have to change the name of, or wherever you follow me on social media, and let me know your thoughts and comments. Let me know who you'd like me to interview. So Donald Trump's been suggested here. Elon Musk has been suggested here. Prince Charles has been suggested here. Let me know what disruptors, you know, Nigel Farage and Carol Baskin and all the, now I can have a lot more freaking fun. Now I can go wider. Russell Brand, I had a dream that I was hanging out with Russell Brand last night, actually. So, yeah, exactly. Someone has just said Tony Blair gets given an award as a war criminal. Now, I can't say if he's a war criminal or not, but someone has said that. Do you think I should go there and interview people like that? Or do you think I should stay away from people like that? Honestly, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. So let me know your thoughts. So quick summary, please hit the share button. Number one, I'm quitting the Disruptive Entrepreneur brand after 6 years. There's a lot of equity in this brand. This is a big move. You don't normally do this. It's been 3 or 4 months in the making logistically, strategically, and from a vision perspective. I've been itching for a couple of years now to expand my brand. You know, Joe Rogan obviously has a really wide brand. He doesn't call it anything specific. And so I wanted to have a more global impact, if you like. All assets will stay the same, apparently. So your link should work. Your podcast access should work. If you have any issues with the links or the access, please email me at rob@robmore.com and let me know. rob@robmore.com. If there are any logistical issues or you lose your access, Candace Owen, Russell Kane, these are all great suggestions. And these are people I probably couldn't interview on the Disruptive Entrepreneur. Okay, so what else do I need to let you know? Yeah, I'd love your thoughts on what you think of the brand redirection. Are you bought in? Are you disappointed? And I'm probably going to disappoint some people, but hopefully I can reach more people. And let me know who you would like me to interview. So coming very soon in the next week or two, you're going to see a proper announcement. Disruptive Entrepreneur will be no longer. Disruptors will be the new brand. The podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur, will change into Disruptors. The YouTube channel will change into Disruptors. And I will be interviewing Disruptors. So Shauna said, stay away from Tony Blair, you will lose a lot of respect. Maybe. But if my brand is called Disruptors, So also, I want to get you involved in the dialogue. I want to get you involved in the guests that I interview. So, yeah, what I've had enough of is being so consistent over the years, but being too niche and too tight. You know, I did get some stick, a lot of stick for interviewing David Icke and Katie Hopkins and Jordan Peterson. Not so much Jordan Peterson, definitely David Icke and Katie Hopkins. They proved to be two of my most successful interviews. So there you go. So thanks for tuning in. Hit the share button. Give me any feedback in any of the communities. Let me know your thoughts at rob@robmore.com. Jump on any of my threads on social media and give me your suggestions for guests. Tristan Thompson, Julian Assange, Eckhart Tolle. Let me know. And this is now an official brand move. I've built this brand over 6 years. I've done 1,000 episodes on my podcast. I've really put a lot of effort and time and equity and brand and love and blood and sweat and tears into the disruptive entrepreneur. This is a massive decision for me. I usually do things for 10 or 20 or 30 years, not for 1 or 2 or 5. But I think this is a big, important strategic move. And as many of you who follow me, you do want to build your personal brand and you do want to scale your reach and your revenue, your impact into your income, then maybe, you know, me taking you on this brand journey can help you go on your own brand journey. You know, they always say, don't they? You've got to find a niche. I've never really resonated with that. I can't really niche myself. I've got too many interests, too diversified, too entrepreneurial. Wear too many hats, and it's always felt so restricting. Have a niche, you've got to have a niche. And I always felt this guilt. I don't have a niche. And disruptive entrepreneur is a niche, and I'm finally busting out of a niche. You don't have to have a niche. This is my anti-niche. Fuck the niche. Let me know what you think. Thanks for tuning in. And I am disrupting out of the disruptive entrepreneur, and the new brand is Disruptors. Let's disrupt together. Let's get disruptive guests. Let's have disruptive conversations. Let's challenge each other. Let's disrupt back at the disruptions to life, to COVID, lockdowns, etc. Because, you know, I couldn't interview people on, politics and religion and pandemics and lockdowns and things like that. It just doesn't fit in the disruptive entrepreneur brand. I can do it on my Facebook page, because that's my name. But now I can all of a sudden bust out. You know, and one of my friends, Lex Fridman, he just interviewed the CEO of Pfizer. And I thought, that's a disruptive guest. I've interviewed David Icke twice, by the way. So, there you go. Interesting times. I hope you stay with me. I hope you feel I've made a good decision. I know it might upset some, but you can't please all of the people all of the time. But I do have your back, and I will be bringing you some bigger, bolder, more exciting, more outrageous, more controversial, more discussion worthy, and more disruptors guests. Hit the share button, and remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.